Jefferson.
Come back here.
We're all.
I want to talk to you, Lana.
If you don't keep quiet over there, I'm going to call the cops on you.
Hear that? Nothing. Them colored people are all scared of the cops.
I'm glad they stopped. I wonder what they was arguing about.
Oh, who knows? 1 o'clock in the morning. Maybe he was in the mood, she wasn't.
In the mood for what?
Oh, that Archie was really something. Remember when we used to live next door to it?
I don't want to think about that.
But you gotta admit, thinking about him helped us that night we were in big trouble.
Yeah, that was a night to remember, all right.
That's perfect. Just what it needed.
Oh, Miss Jefferson, they're beautiful. You sure it's all right for me to wear?
Of course.
Well, thanks for everything.
Have a wonderful time.
Look, you, them earrings cost more than your whole outfit. So be careful you don't lose them.
Don't worry, honey. I ain't gonna lose nothing tonight, including the earrings.
I hope they make her feel as good as I did when I got them.
Yeah, you really like that anniversary gift.
Birthday gift.
So what's the difference?
The difference is you forgot our anniversary.
Look, Weezy, I ain't gotta wait for no anniversary to buy you thing. And besides, if you like them earrings so much, how come you let the maid wear them?
Because she can't hurt them. And because she went out tonight to have some fun like we were supposed to.
Weezy, I told you I'm beat tonight.
Oh, don't give me that. You really didn't want to go to the ballet with me. Why don't you just admit it?
Okay, I admit it. I didn't want to go see a bunch of those dudes running around in their drawers on their tippy toes.
It's the same old story, George. When I want to do something and you don't, you manage to get tired awful fast.
Why the hell you have to pick the ballet?
Because we have never been to one.
We ain't never been to a leper colony either. That don't mean we gotta go.
You don't understand, do you? Just once, I would like to do something I want to do and have you go along without a fight.
Who's fighting?
Well, what do you call this? Dancing cheek to cheek?
Well, I didn't start it. You did. It wouldn't be no fight if you'd get off my back.
Get off your back! I'll get off your back, George. I'll get off your back right now.
But we...
And I just walked out and slammed the door hard. I bet I cracked the plaster.
Okay, so you had a quarrel. But slamming the door doesn't solve anything.
No, but it felt good.
You should talk it out, like mature adults. I know that may be difficult for George, but...
I don't don't think that's so funny.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Louise. Tom, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I just laughed because talking of your earrings reminded me of a pocketbook I gave Helen one Christmas. It started a fight, too.
Oh, but that can't happen anymore, can it, puss? Not since we've been going to our marriage fulfillment group.
That's right, my darling.
What was wrong with the pocketbook?
Nothing. It was beautiful.
Oh, the pocketbook was fine, except it was covered with an advertising slogan for Tom's company. Pelham Publishers pack passion into paperbacks.
All the other office wives loved theirs.
I'm not all the other office wives.
Well, don't get huffy, sweetheart. Remember, it's not the gift. It's the thought that counts.
Oh, you're so right, dear. And that Christmas, your thoughts stunk.
Well, if you think for one moment that
Helen, Tom, please.
Louise is right. If we're not careful, this could lead to a fight.
Oh, yes, quick.
Can I do anything? Play the bongos?
At our encounter group, they taught us how to end an argument.
Contact, that's what does it.
And communication.
Exactly. Do you want to make up with George?
Of course.
Then go to the phone this minute and call him.
Why doesn't he call me?
Well, somebody's got to make the first move.
Go ahead, show him you're bigger than he is.
I can do that just by standing next to him. Well, maybe it's worth a try. But you know George when he's mad. I bet he's down there right now throwing spitballs at our wedding picture.
Everybody knows I'm home. If I don't answer, somebody's gonna get suspicious and come over.
Okay. Answer it. But you know what happens if I hear one wrong word.
I guess that leaves out help. Hello? Oh, hi, Louise. No, I'm not mad, Louise. All right, Wheezy. No, I think you better stay up there. I think I'm going to be tied up here a little while. Look, Wheezy, we'll work it out later, okay? No, I'm not mad. Okay, then I am mad. Right, that's right, I'm unreasonable. That's right, I don't want you to come home. Bye.
Don't come home? Who does he think he is? I'm going down there and...
Now, girl, don't do anything drastic.
Helen, what would you do if Tom told you not to come home?
I'd kill him.
Right. So if that little shrimp is dead tomorrow, you'll know who did it.
You ain't getting away with this, you know.
Are you gonna stop me, little man?
Okay, look, why don't you just take what you got and get out of here, creep?
Anybody ever tell you you got a big mouth?
George, where are you?
Get out of here, Wheezy!
Don't you tell me what to do. We are gonna have this out right now. You wanna fight, little man? Okay, you got it. I've never seen...
I told you not to come home.
Sorry, lady. You should have taken your husband's advice and stayed out of here. Oh, I'll take this. And this lovely ring, if you don't mind. Now, you'll be good little people, right? You know, you're giving me a big problem.
We are giving you a problem.
Yeah. You got so much good stuff out there, I don't know what to take next.
Damn it.
What are you doing?
I'm boogieing. What do you think I'm doing? I'm trying to knock the phone off the hook.
Then what? You can't even dial a prayer like that.
Yeah, you're right, Wheezy boy. If I could just get my hands loose, I'd show that chump.
Oh, don't get him mad. He looks pretty rough to me.
So what? I took care of some big dudes in my time. Remember what happened to Monk Davis that time? He tried to blackmail me.
Yeah.
The TV stereo combination.
Nope.
The dining room set.
More personal than that.
Hey, wait a minute. I don't see nothing around here looks that valuable.
That's because you're sitting on it.
Where? Damn.
Too late, sucker. I already told you.
Why'd you go and do a dumb thing like that?
Look, Chuck, just get out of here.
There's people like you, blabbermouths, that ruined the blackmail business.
Remember that chump who tried to sell me those flooded delivery vans? You trying to rip me off and get away with it, Owens? Get out of here.
All right, now, just a minute, Buster. We got a deal, and you're going to stick to it.
What? Okay, Buster. Let me start through the best.
And JoJo and Whittendale, you sure knew how to get rid of them, too.
Did you call my old lady dumb?
Yeah, she's all wet, man.
Are you quite finished?
Not quite. Get out.
What?
You heard me? Let the doorknob hit you where the good Lord split you.
Yeah, you got rid of some tough cookies, all right. But none of them had a gun like this one has.
Yeah.
I thought this was supposed to be a security building.
It is secure. Once a crook gets in, he's secure. Ain't nobody gonna bother him then.
Well, what are we gonna do?
Well, at least we can afford to buy one of everything he steals. That's the good thing about being robbed when you're rich.
Rich. Rich! I wish you would forget about money once in a while.
See, that's your trouble, Weezy. You got so used to being poor. We finally got some money, you didn't like it.
It's not the money I mind. It's the dumb things you do with it that drive me crazy.
What dumb thing?
You always have to have the biggest of everything. Like that dumb grand piano you bought.
Ralph, you get behind, I'll get in front.
Yes, sir.
Ready, Ralph?
Ready, sir.
Okay, when I say now, shove it. Just get behind there and push. Yes. Now.
I think it's beginning to move, sir.
Be careful! This arm will cost me 1,100 bucks. If it falls and breaks, you can forget your tip.
Don't worry, sir. If it does fall, I'll throw my body between it and the floor.
That's your trouble, George. You overdo things.
Yeah, I just hope that burglar ain't overdoing things out there.
Oh, I hope he doesn't take Uncle Ward's gift.
Oh, don't worry about it, Weezy. Ain't no place you can fence a hand-painted plastic candy dish.
There you go, putting down my Uncle Ward again.
Look, I was just kidding, Weezy. I like your uncle.
Not at first you didn't. You sure gave him a hard time the way you kept calling him Uncle Tom.
Tell me something, George. You like to use the words Uncle Tom a lot.
Only when it fits.
Do you know who Uncle Tom really was?
Sure. He was that dumb nigga used to thank Simon Legree for whipping him.
Wrong. That's another one of those lies about our people that has been accepted as truth.
Who was he then? Superfly in disguise?
No, George. In real life, Uncle Tom was a slave named Josiah Henson, who escaped and walked all the way from Kentucky to Canada with his wife and children. And there he started the first manual training school for our people.
How you know that?
I read. Sometimes I listen. You could do the same thing. Huh? You heard of the Underground Railroad?
Sure.
Well, Josiah Henson helped 100 slaves escape up north even before there was an Underground Railroad. He was a brave man, a great leader. And I'll tell you something else, George. I'd never call you an Uncle Tom.
Oh, I couldn't have been nicer to him if he was my own uncle.
Well, that's only fair. After all, I put myself out for your relatives.
What relative?
Your mother.
Mama? Mama ain't no trouble at all.
Mother Jefferson,
what a nice surprise.
Hello, Louise. I was passing by and thought I'd drop in.
Well, I'm so glad you did.
I figured this would be quicker than waiting for an invitation.
Well, how do you like our new apartment?
Oh, it's lovely. Just beautiful. George has such good taste in most things. A maid? You're getting a maid to look after this itty-bitty apartment?
Yes.
Well, well. All the years I was married, bringing up a family in that great big house, we never had a maid.
What great big house? We had a 3-room walk-up.
He doesn't remember.
No, you mean you don't remember.
Don't talk to your mother like that.
Now, don't you pick on Joe. Has enough on his mind trying to think up ways to earn enough money to pay for your maid, which you don't need.
Oh, you see there, George, even your mother agrees with me.
Well, on the other hand, I can understand you wanting somebody to keep the place neat and clean. For a change. A 4-letter word for a heavenly body. Sun. S-U-N-N.
Here's your Bloody Mary.
Oh, thank you, Louise. It helps me think.
Oh, are you having trouble with the crossword puzzle?
No, I always finish them.
Those puzzles are tough. You got to know a lot.
Oh, but I do. I have a brain like a sponge.
You must have a liver like one, too.
Have a nice ride. But I think Louise needs a smaller seat.
No, this is regulation size.
I'm not talking about the one on the bicycle.
I got some mama. She's funny, ain't she, Weezy?
Yeah, she sure is. Especially when it comes to weddings and engagement parties.
I'm not gonna let you marry this guy.
Why should I listen to you? You didn't listen to me when I told you not to marry Louise.
Hey, I'm on your side.
Sorry, dear. Now, see what you made me do. You made me say something mean about Louise.
But, Mama, see what I'm talking about?
Keep your hands on me.
Wait, Mother Jefferson. George didn't mean what he said.
I'm sorry, Louise. I'm going. George, I used to die for you when you were a baby. You were a mess then, and you're still a mess. George, that's your third drink.
I know that.
Well, put it down.
Mom, will you leave me alone, please?
I said put it down. You've had enough.
Look, Mom, I'm a big boy now. I don't need you to blow my nose for me. Now, will you leave me alone?
George.
Hey there, Jefferson. That ain't very nice, talking that way to your little mammy here.
Who you calling mammy?
You.
Well, don't you dare call me mammy. I'm nobody's mammy. I'm his mother. Now, if you've got anything to say to me, you call me Mrs. Jefferson.
Oh, she's Mrs. Jefferson.
Don't talk to me.
That's done.
And don't you try to make a fit either.
Mother Jefferson, what's wrong?
No, I'm getting out of here.
George, what's going on?
He called Mama Mammy. Huh? I didn't think I was doing nothing wrong. I thought all colored people called their mothers Mammy.
Well, I did, Jefferson. That's what I always said. Geez, Al Jolson called his mother Mammy for years.
Oh, your faces were really something.
Yeah, she really told old Bunkable.
All right. What's so funny?